this night is the culmination of our expectation. The fulfillment of our time of waiting throughout the season of Advent. It's Christmas Eve. In a matter of minutes, it will be Christmas Day. The day we wait all year long to celebrate. The day of joy and happiness, of peace and goodwill toward all. If you remember nothing else I say tonight, remember that last line as you gather with friends and family in the coming hours. Remember joy, happiness, peace, and goodwill toward all. Those are the Christmas buzzwords. And somehow, in the midst of our celebrations, they seem to fly far away. Our celebrations of the incarnation, of the birth of Jesus, the joining of the divine with the human, too often end in anything but peace, happiness, joy, and goodwill toward all. This year, hang on tightly to those words. Ponder them and treasure them in your hearts, as Mary did. Peace, joy, happiness, and goodwill toward all. That is what this child God was to usher into the world. That is what we have been waiting for. That is what we are still waiting for. And it will not happen without us. I have a question for you tonight. It's not a test. There are no right or wrong answers. Even better, you need not respond out loud. The question is this. Why are you here? Probably the first thing that came to your mind is, dully, it's Christmas Eve. And you might have left the duh off. But maybe your mind followed through with this, it's midnight mass. Yes. And it's Christmas. And on Christmas Eve, you go to church. Good. But why? Because it's the time that the church celebrates the incarnation, the birth of Christ. God made man. Okay. But wouldn't the church do that even if you weren't here? Why are you here? Perhaps you're here every time the doors are open. Perhaps you're here only on Christmas Eve and maybe Easter too. Perhaps you're here because you're visiting family and it's what you do on Christmas Eve. Perhaps you have deep theological reasons for being in church on the eve of the incarnation. Perhaps you understand that you are the church, and without you, nothing can happen. Perhaps Grace Church is your family, and you can't imagine not being with your family on Christmas Eve. Perhaps you love to see the church adorned beautifully, and you like the fact that we don't decorate a month in advance. Perhaps you aren't tired of Christmas carols and want to sing them again. Perhaps it's important to you to hear the retelling of the Christmas story, or as scholars name it, the birth narrative, year after year. Perhaps several of those reasons are true. But there is more to the why of our being here. Gathered late in the evening, lighting candles to ward away the darkness in our world. We are here because there is something to this. There is something about this ridiculous story that rings true to us. There is something about a God that would love us so much that he would share our experience and become one of us. There is something to that that draws us in. There is something about the hope that is offered in this God child that brings us here. We want this. We are drawn to God. And so in this dark night, we gather to hear the story, to hear of shepherds and angels, of heavenly hosts, and of a young woman giving birth to one who will bring joy, happiness, peace, and goodwill to all. The Messiah, the one who came to save us. We come here on the tiptoe of expectation, watching, waiting, hoping, and knowing that something important has happened and is happening and will happen. We gather in the darkness, expecting that the darkness in our lives will be swallowed up by the light of this Christ child. We come with hopes and fears. We come with anxiety and insecurity. We come in all shapes and forms with all sorts of needs. And we come once again, expecting this night and this birth to transform our lives. And it does. We're reminded, remembered, regathered, refed, renourished, and restored, and sent out into the darkness of the world to become the light of Christ for a world of darkness. We go out this night ourselves to share peace, joy, happiness, and goodwill toward all. Keep those words. Hold on to those words. Ponder and treasure them in your hearts. Christ is born. God is with us. The light has come. Amen.